I think everyone would agree with me that we live in a very, very noisy world. There are a multitude of distractions in our world today. Think about it. There's the radio when we're driving, television when we get home. We spend precious time surfing the internet. We have phone calls to make. We have text messages or emails to respond to. For many of us, there are all the social media posts to read or to watch. Sometimes it seems like no one just wants to sit and be alone with their thoughts. Friends, be honest. When was the last time you consciously sat down in silence for a few moments, a few minutes, without interruption? Perhaps we sometimes are just afraid, it seems, to be alone with our thoughts. It appears that we actually desire distractions to keep us from silence. Speaking of silence, Solomon said in Ephesians chapter 3 that there was a time for silence. Consider Jesus' ministry. Consider him. Jesus definitely had a busy life. He stayed busy healing, teaching. He stayed busy answering loaded questions by those who wanted to thwart his ministry. But the Gospels tell us that Jesus regularly stepped away from all of it and sat in silence with the Father. Jesus needed to get away from all the noise and distractions of life. He needed time to listen to his Father in silent prayer. Now, in his book entitled The Way, Spanish priest Jose Maria Escrivia had this to say about distractions in the human life. He said this, quote, Anything that does not lead you to God is a hindrance. Root it out, he says, and throw it far from you. Brethren, what are some small steps that we could take to have a less noisy and distracting life? Let me share with you a couple of ideas. First, get up in the morning early and sit alone in silence for 10 minutes. Use those 10 minutes of silence to pray silently and listen for God. Commit to letting God have just a small piece of your day. Now, here's another suggestion that is indeed hard for me and others as well. I think many of you will identify with this one. How about simply leaving your cell phone in another room? Brethren, cell phones are great human communication inventions, but these cell phones can be a hindrance to our spiritual communication with God. So, brethren, let us make an effort to break free from the noise of life. Amen.